Is Florida real estate overpriced? The housing investment mystery. Florida is one of the few states in the U.S. where housing is severely overvalued, despite the fact that housing is overrated nationwide. Homes are 30% or more overvalued in several Florida communities: Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Daytona Beach, Sarasota, Tampa, and other places fall under this category. Where did we come from? Cheap supply and low mortgage rates serve as the foundation for these inflated housing values in some cases. There are fewer properties available now than there were before the pandemic, and fewer people are also selling their homes. In addition, mortgage rates were historically low for a large portion of the pandemic, making it affordable to purchase a home even at historically high prices. As a result, the low rates allowed Florida homes to overvalue without experiencing a significant correction. These inexpensive rates, however, are no longer available. The Federal Reserve increased interest rates as a result of the epidemic's high inflation and other circumstances, including Russia's invasion of Ukraine. As a result, most people would pay more in interest on their mortgages than they would have before the outbreak. Is a correction imminent? Or should you purchase a property now before prices increase much more? If you'd like, we can provide you with a free consultation. Click here to request one so we can clear up any confusion you may have. The housing investment mystery. The prudent course of action would seem to be caution if we were discussing real estate as an investment. Although it is still possible for house prices to rise, it is more likely that they will at best plateau at this time. At this point in time, when housing is so overpriced, you are unlikely to get returns on your investment. However, the majority of prospective purchasers are looking for housing. You probably have been renting and wish to move into your own property. You may wait for prices to drop, but it could put you in a situation where housing costs increase even further. Even if you choose a smaller or more dilapidated home than you would like, you can eventually find it difficult to afford the mortgage if prices and interest rates continue to rise. The plain truth is that nobody is confident about the direction the home market will take. This creates a problem for homeownership across the nation, but especially in states like Florida where homes are so wildly overpriced. Paying a little bit more won't get you the house you want. Instead, you must pay significantly more for a home than you would have thought possible 2 years ago. Because you are not aiming to generate money off of your new home, a property market crisis won't have an immediate effect on you, which is a mitigating factor for home buyers. Although you might regret spending so much money on your property, you will eventually stick to your payment schedule for the following 10 or more years, by which time its worth will have probably climbed once more. When should you purchase a house? Depending on your situation, yes, in order to avoid paying for overpriced property, you must decide whether it is prudent to continue paying someone else's mortgage while renting. You must determine if you can wait and what that will entail if housing values keep rising. Buying a home is never easy, but never more so than now that it is so wildly overpriced. You will need to make difficult decisions based on what we now know, because no one can anticipate what will happen.